You want to feel kind of strong and anchored in yourself. Now, that's not so easy in this world because a lot of people see masculinity as something negative, whereas it's actually something very, very positive. It's this kind of energy that has built cities, that has invented things, that has created civilization. Not that women did not have a huge role in that as well, but there's something extremely positive about masculine energy. The lack of male role models in the world, as opposed to the kind of Andrew Tates and the people that get a lot of publicity for what I would call and what others have called kind of performative masculinity, where you're kind of creating the illusion of it. You're using all of the signs that indicate masculinity, somebody who's really out there, who's insulting people, who's really aggressive. And that's a lot of that's just performative, and it's actually very empty. And I'll tell you what, when I see somebody who's like that, who is so trying so hard to project a masculine image in the sense of yelling, being overly dramatic, putting people down, being kind of bullying, I think, my God, what a weakling. What a little insecure baby. I look at those people, and if you say, you can imagine them when they were 3 years old and how desperate they were to get attention and how kind of weak that is. So I want you to think of what it means to be a man and to be masculine. And of course, there's a range, and people have all different kinds of forms of it. And I don't want to preach this is the only way. But you want to think of it as a kind of inner power, a kind of self-control that you have. You want to feel kind of strong and anchored in yourself. Now, that's not so easy in this world because a lot of people see masculinity as something negative, whereas it's actually something very, very positive. It's this kind of energy that has built cities, that has invented things, that has created civilization. Not that women did not have a huge role in that as well, but there's something extremely positive about masculine energy. It's energy that's ambitious, that wants to make things. So you're somebody that wants to make and do and create things, not just talk and talk and talk and talk, okay? But the other thing is, when I look at these people who are performing masculinity, one thing you'll notice is they can't stand any kind of criticism. If anybody criticizes them, they get enraged, right? They're so weak. And in fact, they have to go to reach a level where they have to make sure nobody can criticize them. They shut off all access. They have interviews where nobody can ask any questions that are possibly negative. And I look at that as, if you're really strong, if you're kind of like a samurai warrior, you want fights. You want those sword fights. You want people challenging you. You want to take criticism. It makes you stronger. You know, probably the greatest boxer that I ever knew growing up as a kid was Muhammad Ali. And what made a Muhammad Ali so great was Joe Frazier was having a really strong adversary that he can measure himself against. So having adversaries, having conflict where you just don't get hysterical, where you feel so insecure that you have to put people down or you have to get away from them, that's not strength. That is complete weakness. So you feel strong inside. You can take criticism. You feel confident. You feel that it's a positive, these are positive virtues. You don't have to talk a lot. You have a kind of a quiet energy, and people are drawn to that. I noticed, for instance, now this will sound kind of contradictory or not what you think, but I remember when I did my book with 50 Cent, when he you might think that he's kind of one of those people that performs masculinity, but in real life, when you're around him, he's not like that at all. That's kind of a role that he plays. He's actually very calm. And when you see him in like a group situation, he's got this very calm energy and all eyes, he draws all the attention towards him. That's the kind of thing that I've noticed in certain men that are very confident and very secure about them. They don't have to talk a lot. They don't have to perform, but they just know who they are and are comfortable with it, and it draws a lot of attention. So the main thing is a sense of inner strength, a sense of security, that you don't need to prove yourself. The way that you prove yourself is not by how many women you can seduce. It's not by how big your cars are and how fast they are and how expensive they are. It's not by bragging and yelling. It's by making things. That's how you gain your confidence. That's what makes you a man. You create things, you build a business, you make things with your hands, you write a book, you do something, you're productive and you make things. Because for thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, that's what made men who they are, building things, creating things with their hands. I hope I've spelled it out. These are kind of what I consider to be male masculine virtues. And I think that's very important in this day and age to kind of promote those kind of values.